After Sunday's disappointing loss to the Cincinnati Bengals, the Browns have turned the page and all the attention is on the 4-6 Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's head coach Rob Chizinski with more.
Okay, good morning. Good to get back to work. It's Steelers week. There's a real sense of excitement with our team. It's in the air in the building. Good to be back at home. Pittsburgh's been playing great football since their bye. They have an outstanding coaching staff. I have a lot of respect for that group, and they're coming off a big win versus Detroit. Offensively, as you look at them, very versatile. They can attack you in different ways, an explosive offense. And everything starts with their quarterback, with Ben Roethlisberger, outstanding player. They have a group of outstanding receivers as well, Antonio Brown, Sanders, and Cotchery. I think Sanders is leading the league in receptions. Those guys can do a lot of different things well, good route runners and very good run after the catch. They have good running backs in Bell, Jones, and Dwyer that they use, and they have a solid offensive line. Defensively, we know the defense well, attacking defense, some familiar faces and some new faces as well. It starts with Troy Polamalu. A great player and a real playmaker and still playing at a very high level. Woodley, Kiesel, Timmons, and Hood all in their front seven. Very, very good players. And you see some new guys that stand out to you. A guy like Jason Worlds, Jarvis Jones as well, Hayward and McClendon. Those guys are playing good and solid football. Have a good secondary. Ike Taylor, we know he's a shutdown corner. Has played a lot of years and played a lot of good football through the years, and Ryan Clark as well at safety, playing excellent. Their special teams are good, solid group. McBryer and Swissom at the punter and kicker positions, and Antonio Brown's a great returner as well, and we'll have to definitely pay close attention to him. It'll be important to have a great week of preparation, and we're excited and looking forward to that. As far as injury updates, to give you, I think you just got word, Armani Edwards, we're putting him on IR. We moved Josh Cooper up, and we also signed Reggie Dunn to our practice squad as a receiver. Craig Robertson has a sprained knee. We'll see where he's at in the next couple days. He will miss today in practice. I'll take questions.
Anybody else missing today,
Chad? Not that I know of. We'll see when we get out there.
Obviously, you guys got to shake off Sunday quickly. Are you pretty confident this team can regroup and get focused for a big game?
I am. I am. You know, again, the approach we've taken is 1 week at a time. This is a division game. It's the most important game that we have this week, and we'll treat it that way.
I know Tank played for Craig on Sunday. Would he be the natural fill-in, and how did he look?
Yeah, we'll work Tank at practice today in that position. I thought he did a solid job, particularly not getting a lot of reps during the course of the week and stepping in. He's been a real plus for us on the special teams. And, you know, he has in college, I know he was a MVP in the Rose Bowl and has some good traits in seeing him. And you know, he'll get some reps today, some extra reps today.
Had a tough goal a bit of late. It seems every week he's had some costly penalties. He been on one of the missed assignments on Sunday and had penalties as well. Where's he at, and what do you guys see in him?
Well, those things have to improve. You know, he's played well at times and really done some good things in special teams. It's those type of mistakes that we have to eliminate. What we'll do is we'll work Jordan Poyer as well. We have Devon Bess, who's obviously filled in during the game. And Joe Hayden is still an emergency for us.
You said Monday that Jason Campbell's ribs were okay on Sunday. But do you think because he was coming off that injury that may have led him to, I don't know, being a little bit more cautious in terms of leaving the pocket or just – concern over maybe re-injuring?
You know, and he made no indications of that in talking to him. You know, he felt fine. I think that the biggest thing that he felt and looked like was he just never was able to get into a rhythm And that's something that, you know, we have to or want to get him into a rhythm in the game as he plays. And he's anxious to get going this week and have a great week of prep and get ready and come back this game and play the way that he can.
You talk all the time about quarterbacks bouncing back from adversity. Why are you so confident that he has what it takes to bounce back?
Yeah, just seeing him, being around him, knowing what he's made of. Also, in just looking at his past and all the things that he's battled back from, and he has the experience of doing that. So, you know, again, as I've mentioned, that's what really defines quarterbacks in this league, because they're going to go through some rough stretches and have some rough games.
Is there any greater emphasis on getting the ball downfield? I know you talked about checkdowns and how a lot of stuff played into that. But when you look at the film, were there opportunities there and something you guys have stressed to Jason this week?
There were. And, again, it was a combination of a number of things. But, you know, we're always looking to spread the field and get the ball to the open guy. And sometimes that guy's going to be deep. We want to have those opportunities to get the ball deep, but sometimes it's going to be short as well. And managing the game, getting first downs, ultimately getting scores is, you know, the most important thing and the most important job a quarterback has.
You got a good Steelers week story from as a kid? Did you burn up a Joe Green jersey or something?
Didn't do that. Of course, I remember the Turkey Joe Jones sack on Bradshaw. And, you know, I remember a number of games. I remember, I think it was in 80 when Sipe brought the team back, was down, and Ozzie Newsome caught a pass there with a few minutes left in the game. But, you know, it's an important week. It's there's always a little bit extra for the Steelers and Browns games, and everybody's excited about them in the community and division rival and so close together the cities and the history that's all there. It makes for a particularly fun week.
Not that you guys wouldn't get up if it was somebody in the NFC West or whatever, but because it is the Steelers, because it is a division game, do you think that allows you to get these guys focused even quicker?
Well, I think they're focused, and they will focus. And I think our approach, each game, you know, handling it the same way, we're focused. And, you know, there's always a little bit extra highlight when it's Pittsburgh.
I know that Ray Horton had talked about he played Robertson a little bit different, maybe more than a traditional inside linebacker, as far as different roles and things that they ask him to do. Can Carter do the same things, or will the defense have to be tweaked a little bit with Robertson out if he can't play?
Yeah, again, we'll see what the status is of him as we go through the week. But generally, we'll be able to do most of the same things with him. Again, he'll miss practice today, and he's improving, and we'll see as the week goes on. Same thing with him. He's getting closer.
You've got two of your emerging quarterbacks out, so does that affect your view of the backup quarterback?
Yeah, we still have an emergency for that.
Is that Bess?
It's Bess.
10 games in. Or Kibi Smingo, you know, he got off to such a hot start, and then the sack numbers have gone down, and, you know, he was in that punt block, and he gave up that pass to Bernard. Are you seeing the improvement you want to see out of him?
Yeah, it's always a process. There's always going to be some ups and downs, but generally you see the improvement as a trend, and sometimes those things aren't always things that show up, on TV or when you're looking at the game until you look at it afterwards and see his technique improving and, you know, see him playing some things better and understanding things better and making growth in that way. And I think that's where, you know, I see a lot of things coming from Barkevious. And I think he'll continue to go that way because that's the type of player he is, person, the attention to detail that he has that's making him improve that way.
What about specifically against the run? I mean, is that still a struggle for him or he still needs to get better?
You know, I don't think it's a struggle. I think that's something that he continues to work on. And, again, he's plays with really good leverage and really understanding blocking schemes and those type of things is really where he can make a lot of growth.
You've been around enough of these games. Has given their success, has any kind of psychological edge in this game?
Given
success over Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, Yeah, I mean, our group of guys, we have so many young guys, rookie guys, and this team is, you know, this team hasn't been together and hasn't played Pittsburgh. And so, you know, that's the approach we're taking. And, you know, they're an opponent that we need to play and play well and beat. And we're going to do everything we can to do that.
Still intimidating at all? You know, that's the kind of their style. Are they losing that a little bit?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't think of teams that we play in that way. I think of what we need to do to win and beat a particular team. And, you know, those things are more the things that we focus on.
Every year we have somebody the players get the rivalry. I mean, it hasn't been a rivalry for a long time. I mean, do you think these guys know about it when it means
anything? Well, I've talked a lot about that. I think they can tell that that you know this is a rivalry, and they'll continue to educate them over the course of the week if they don't understand that.
We talked a lot about your aggressiveness and going for it, and deciding not to punt on fourth and short, or not kicking a field goal, wherever. How would you describe yourself in the aggressiveness department as a head coach? When you came in here, you said that's where you were going to be, but how would you term yourself as far as being an aggressive coach?
I think we're going to lean towards being aggressive. We're going to be smart about it. We're not going to be reckless about it. That's part of our makeup in terms of what we want the identity of this team to be, and we want those type of players as well. As far as the game decisions that come out, there's a lot of factors that go into those. And, sometimes we'll do things that are perceived as aggressive, sometimes maybe not. But the important thing is that there's reasons for it.
Chuck, maybe the Benjamin and now Edwards, and you don't have a real threat at kickoff return. It seems like the whole return game has not been a shot in the arm that it had been previously. Is this just the way it's going to be for now?
Well, I think you lose somebody like Travis and the ability that he has. Certainly that's a shot, and I think that we're working around that, and we've gotten some guys that we feel like can get the job done to the level that we need it to get done. And it takes everybody in that regard. The blocking has to improve. The guys on special teams have to improve. I talked to the team. And some of those guys, we're 10 games into it. There's, the young guys, the rookies, aren't rookies anymore. It's time to step up and get better and continue to get better, which I think they are. We need them now to really turn it on.
Jeff, you talked more to Horton this week than you normally would from the standpoint he's so familiar with what LeBeau is likely to do. It's more chatter with Ray this week.
Not as much this week, but over the course we do our studies in the summer and leading up to the season and so forth. And so we prepare each, at that particular time for different opponents and talk through some of those things during that time.